Here's another story we're following on children's health. Doctors in Rochester, New York, have discovered a new strain of bacteria that's causing ear infections in children. They report in the Journal of American Medical Association that this super bug is resistant to every antibiotic approved to treat common infections. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Baby Genevieve Lawson was one of the first children to get the stubborn new ear infection.
She basically had an ear infection from January until April. It just never cleared up.
That's her mom, Allison Lawson. She says doctors tried one antibiotic after another without success. The infection was finally cured by a strong antibiotic approved only for adults. Genevieve is one of nine children in the Rochester area known to have gotten the so-called superbug. Technically, it's called the 19A strain of Streptococcus pneumoniae, strep pneumo for short. Dr. Michael Pachicaro of the University of Rochester and his colleague Janet Casey discovered it.
There are 2,722 previous strains that never had exactly this genetic information whereby the bacteria has acquired resistance not only to amoxicillin, the standard treatment of ear infections, but all 18 antibiotics approved by the U.S. FDA.
Now, nine cases isn't a crisis, but the discovery has captured the attention of public health experts who track antibiotic-resistant germs, like Dr. Elizabeth Bancroft of the Los Angeles County Health Department.
What was found in Rochester was worrying for two counts. It was a very, very resistant strain of strep pneumo, and it was a strain that was not covered by the vaccine.
She's referring to a strep pneumo vaccine introduced 7 years ago. It protects against seven different strains. It's greatly reduced the incidence of pneumococcal infections in children, but researchers had predicted that by suppressing the most common strains, the vaccine would open the door to new ones like the 19A Rochester bug. Bancroft says once the new bug has evolved, experience teaches that it's likely to spread.
It would not surprise me if we see this in other practices across the country. It's a worrying trend for Rochester. We don't know yet what it means for the rest of the country.
That's why Pachicaro is warning fellow pediatricians to be alert to ear infections that don't go away. The fear is hearing loss, or worse, that the infection might go to the lung or brain, although that's not happened.
If your child is treated with a couple of rounds of antibiotics and is not improving, that might be a time to discuss that with your doctor and to see whether your child could undergo a procedure called an ear tap to determine whether it is a superbug and what antibiotic would cure your child.
An ear tap involves sticking a needle through the child's eardrum to withdraw a sample of fluid. It's fast, and doctors say it doesn't hurt much, but it's scary for kids who have to be strapped down. And Pachicaro says many doctors don't like to do it.
Very few pediatricians know how to do the procedure. We've trained over 5,000 around the country, but most of them in follow-up decided not to do it because of the time commitment and the inconvenience of disrupting their daily routine.
It might be necessary to get an ear specialist to do the procedure, but for now, the chances are very slim that most doctors and most parents will have to confront a case of the new strep pneumo bug.
It may never spread from Rochester. And it may never go to the lungs or the spinal meningitis form. And we hope not, but we just need to be aware of that possibility.
Meanwhile, the makers of the current pneumococcal vaccine are working on a new version that will protect against the 19A strain. But it won't be ready until at least 2010. Richard Knox, NPR News.